see that I preach from here, from the Argo. I love to see the people I'm talking to. And maybe the ones in the back will talk badly about me at the same time. So you have a, you celebrate your Dies Natalis. I think it's a wonderful day that you celebrated today, because you all know that the big discovery of the charism of Saint Therese was that she was the love in the heart of the Church. And I think if this streams out from you, wonderful. That's the vocation. The Dies Natalis, the day, the birthday of your university, will be a day when your love for the universe is born. So the gospel of today, I would like to make a little precision. Jesus talks about the small, about the child, about the children. The Greek word does not only mean child, but it means the weak, the imperfect, the simple person, the low person. It's not only a child. And I think on your Dies Natalis you combine three big personalities. Of course, Saint Therese, beatified in 1925. That was at the time when Mother Teresa of Calcutta was 15 years old. She had a deep influence on Mother Teresa. And when, for example, Mother Teresa says, "Do small things with great love," she's stolen that from the little Therese. But she didn't say it was hers, she just said it. And we have a third personality. I'm just coming here, I heard the audience of our Pope Francis. And he was speaking precisely about charism. And the charism of Saint Therese. I believe that all these personalities point us towards one particular charism, which I would call the charism to the heart of the Father. The charism to the heart of the Father. Pope Francis, in his exhortation, he writes, I'm sorry, I have to translate it because I've only got the translation and the quotation in German. "The heart of God is such a preferred room for the poor," or let's put it better, God preferred or had such an important place in his heart for the poor that he himself became poor. The whole itinerary of our redemption is marked by the poor. The salvation has come to us through the yes of a humble girl. A humble girl in a faraway, lost place at the edge of a big empire. Our Savior has been born in the crib between animals, as it happened often of poor people. They were the only ones to give them warmth. That's my addition, that was not in the quotation. And then he was two doves were offered because they couldn't afford the lamb. He was a simple handicraft man who earned his bread with his hands. And when he began to proclaim the reign of the kingdom of God, a whole crowd of small people, of simple people, of low people followed him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to proclaim the good news to the poor. With these words, Jesus starts his public life. And those who were suffering under the burden of poverty, he promises them that they are in the heart of the Father. Blessed are the poor, theirs is the kingdom of God. And he identifies with them, I was hungry and you have given me to eat. And he teaches them that the mercy towards the poor is the key to the heart of God. I believe the question is allowed. Now, who are these poor? Are they only the ones in faraway Calcutta, in the slums of the big cities? Who are the poor? Mother Teresa once said, you need not come to Calcutta in order to find the poor. If you love Jesus, look for the poor in your own family, in your own community, in your own village. Find them, love them, and turn your love into a living sacrifice for Jesus. Who are the poor? We are the poor. Each one of us is poor. Each one of us is rich, and each one of us has areas of poverty he has to cope with. So when we turn to the poor, we can turn to our right-hand neighbor and to our left-hand neighbor. We need not go far. And I believe that this is precisely the point where mission starts. This is exactly the point where you are in the heart of the church. This is really the Dies Natalis, where you start living your divine life. When you turn to your brother, to your sister on your right and on your left. And love begins with a smile, Mother Jesus says. Love does not do big things. It does small things with great love. Saint Teresa. I believe that we are on a cross point here, which shows us the center of the church, the center of our mission. We are all created to love and to be loved. This is our destiny. This is the purpose of our life. And I think it's good on a Dies Natalis to remember that where is our love directed? Our love is directed towards our neighbor, towards the one on our right hand and on our left hand. A little marginal note, there's been recently a decree come out to say that we should limit our greeting of peace before the Agnus Dei. We should limit it to greeting the one to our left, our neighbor to our right. I think it's not just a liturgical correction that we should not try to convert the whole church in that greeting, but that we should start concretely with one person. Love begins with a smile. The way you look at people, the way you talk to people, the way you touch people, the way you think of people, this is whether you love them or you don't love them. And I believe this is exactly where mission starts. This is where our mission starts. As the Father has sent me, I send you. And yesterday, or the day before yesterday, we had Saint Jerome. If we don't know our scripture, we don't know Christ. Do we know him? Have we met him? Is the joy of meeting Christ in our heart, is it returning again and again? As the Pope says in his first chapter of his exhortation, the meeting of Christ is the fount of our joy. Only God gives eternal joy. Only God gives everlasting joy. Nobody else, nothing else. So when we celebrate this beautiful feast, I believe that this divine preference for the poor is a preference for each one of us. But before it is a sociological or political or cultural category, it is a theological category. God starts with the poor. God starts with something which is precious to him. Maybe it is the empty space of our inability, of our inabilities, the empty space of our weaknesses, the empty space of our we cannot, I do not know how. This empty space God wants to fill, and he can fill it only if it's empty. The big saints have all experienced that emptiness before God. And it was sometimes very painful. But it seems to be a stage where we all have to go through. Maybe in different shapes, in different forms, but we have to go through to this emptiness, to empty ourselves before God, so that he can fill us. Mother Teresa said, even God cannot fill what is full. So simple. It is. That's the way. So we have to be grateful for our emptiness. As you know, Mother Teresa went through a long, prolonged night of the soul. And she didn't understand it at the beginning. She thought that she had sinned, that she had committed mistakes or whatever, until she met an Austrian priest, an Austrian Jesuit, who explained to her the phenomena of the night of the soul, because he recognized it immediately. And her answer was, if this is God's will, as long as he wants, whatever he wants, and with joy. Immediate. And she never came back to that. From that moment onwards, probably for the next 35 years, she was in that dark night of the soul. And for these 35 years, she never ever mentioned it to anybody. I believe that the big saints, they're very simple. A journalist asked Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa, people say so many good things about you. Doesn't that make you a little... She said, you know, it goes in here, it comes out there, and there's nothing in between. But she wasn't fishing for compliments. That was how she felt. And probably that was exactly what she offered to the Lord. Nothing in between. What do we have which we have not received? I think that this theological category of our poverty is very dear to the heart of our Pope. And it should have consequences in our life, in our personal life, in the life of our institutions. Maybe we should convert again. Maybe this is a point of conversion. To say, where do I start? And who am I myself? Let us start with our neighbor, to our right and to our left. Let us start with the poverty of a smile, with the poverty of an encouraging word. Let us not start with big things, but with small things done with great love.